From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Irma is leaving destruction in her path. Hurricane Irma Thursday slashed its way through the Caribbean toward the United States, transforming tropical island paradises into scenes of death and ruin. Wielding monster winds and pounding rain, the rare Category 5 hurricane was on a potential collision course with southern Florida, where at-risk areas were being evacuated. Brock Long, who heads the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, said it will be truly devastating and warned the entire southeastern United States better wake up and pay attention. Irma killed at least one person on the island of Barbuda, where the Prime Minister, Gaston Brown, said he had never seen so much devastation.
I have to admit that I was a bearer of bad news in that I journeyed to Barbuda this afternoon. And what I saw was heart-wrenching. I mean, absolutely devastating. In fact, I believe that on a per capita basis, the extent of the destruction in Barbuda is unprecedented.
Barbuda also faces the potential of being hit by yet another hurricane later in the week. But it is Irma, a massive storm seen from space continuing to demand attention, killing at least six people in St. Martin. Forecasters expect Irma to remain a very strong storm for the next few days, with maximum sustained winds of 295 kilometers per hour. About a million people are without power in Puerto Rico, and the head of the power company on the island said it could be 4 to 6 months before service is totally restored. In Florida, the governor there, Rick Scott, is urging people to prepare now and not to ignore